Hey guys, welcome to the Luke Simons podcast. On today's episode, I'm sharing the time with Vipki from Vitruvian. Vipki, or V as I call her, how are you going today?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So in terms of like who, if people don't know who Vitruvian is or what Vitruvian is, so you're the head trainer at Vitruvian. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit, I'm going to let you go and kind of describe what Vitruvian is and the company and what you guys do to my audience. So pretty much, what do you guys do at Vitruvian?
I like to describe the VFOM trainer as like a cable machine on steroids, because it's basically a cable machine lying on the floor, but it's an algorithm that adapts to you. So when you're lifting up the cables, it knows when you're struggling and it knows when to challenge you. So that's why I like to call it on steroids.
I love it. So it's pretty much like, I like to call it like this. It looks like a hoverboard that you put in your living room, and it's a pretty much a gym on steroids in your living room, in a sense. And there's two handles, or like there's two cables that is connected to this hoverboard looking machine. And what it does is it pretty much like when you start struggling, it will read how strong you are and how weak you are and adjust the resistance to your body type, in a sense. So it's pretty much the future of fitness, in the sense of home workouts. So, and you, when did you guys release this product?
So we officially launched in November last year, but we had a pre-order campaign in July last year. And now it's going to customers just as of January.
Lovely. And where's the like, where are the customers? Are they in Australia, America, worldwide? Where are you guys normally shipping them?
So in our pre-order campaign, we saw most of the customers in the US, but now that we actually launched, we are seeing like probably 50-50 nearly in the US and Australia, and then a few in Europe and a few in South Africa, a few in India, Singapore, Asia. So it's all over the place.
And what's your role at Vitruvian?
Yeah, so I'm the head coach, so I'm in charge for the content. I make sure that we've got trainers explaining classes, filming GIFs, always developing new exercises and making sure that it's an engaging experience. So when the user or the customer jumps on the VFOM, they know what to do, everything's spelled out for them. They know how the machine works and they can go and train in a short and effective way.
Love it. And in terms of like attachments, like it comes with like you can purchase attachments for the Vitruvian, right? This VFOM trainer. What type of attachments can you get with it?
Yeah, so the VFOM trainer comes with the normal handles that kind of act like dumbbells. And then it comes with ankle straps that are similar to your booty bands and your ankle straps in the gym that you can attach to a cable machine. And then we've got two accessory packs. One comes with a bar, a tricep rope, and the pro accessory pack is with the belt and the bench. So that's the one when you really want to deck out your home gym and you want the bench as well. And the entry one is just without the bench and without the bar, without the bench and the belt.
Love it.
So the bar.
And in terms, and it's quite like storage efficient, in a sense. So you can slide it in, because John, the owner and designer, was, I'm pretty sure when I went to the launch day, he was like, I want something where you can just slide under your bed and slide it back out when you're ready to rock and roll. When you're utilizing your TV in, say, your living room or bedroom to kind of watch the demo. So you're following with a trainer. So it's like a personal training experience in your living room or bedroom. Hey.
Yeah, that's correct. So I actually have one at home now as well. So it slides onto my couch and you cannot see it, but if I pull it out, I can connect it to my tablet or my TV. And then basically your trainer is there encouraging you to train and lift heavier, and the machine encourages you to go to your max as well, because it always challenges you.
Yeah. And the cool thing about this kind of product is it works on the eccentric movement, so the downward kind of movement. So obviously learning a little bit more about training and exercise, that you grow the most, or you get stronger with those eccentric movements. So was that kind of the reason why you kind of targeted to kind of focus on the eccentric movement?
Yeah, one of the reasons. We work with Professor Ken Osaka, who's actually at ECU in Joondalup. So his study is all about eccentric training, and he figured that people that train normally, like we do in the gym, or people compared to people that only train eccentrically, the people that only train eccentrically are actually getting stronger than the people that doing both. So we developed this algorithm that challenges you on the way down. So when you're lifting up, for example, for a bicep curl, the weight will increase at the top, so you can lower it in a heavier weight in the face where you're stronger, and then the weight will decrease at the bottom, so you can lift it up with a lighter weight, which you can't do at the gym because otherwise someone would need to give you a dumbbell once you're at the top that's heavier, then lower that one and pick up a lighter one because you're weaker in the concentric phase.
So that's pretty cool in a sense. So it's like you're, instead of like, say, getting a really heavy dumbbell or bench press or squat right at the top at this awkward kind of moment and then going down and then changing the weight when you're down and then going lighter and then going back up, what it does is it does it all automatically with an algorithm, which is pretty cool. Yeah. In terms of like, it's the future of training at home.
Yeah, when you're thinking about a bench press, for example, and you're going quite heavy, you always see people struggling in the bottom position and not going to be able to get it up, but they're perfectly fine lowering it. So we're utilizing that stronger phase of the lift to really challenge you and get maximum muscle, get maximum time under tension.
Yeah, that, I love it. So in terms of like, because what's the goal for Vitruvian? Like, do you have goals in terms of the company, but also changing the way that fitness is conducted?
Yeah, the main goal is just bringing benefits to everyone. So we kind of see Vitruvian as something that everyone can use. People that don't like going to the gym, that feel comfortable at home, but are afraid of exercising, are afraid of going to the gym, are now enabled to train in the comfort of their own home. But also elderly population that maybe doesn't feel comfortable going to the gym either. We're going to do and drop some classes specific for elderly as well, so that people any age and any gender and any lifestyle can join us and go and train with us.
Who do you reckon, who's buying the product now? Like, who's the person who's constantly buying? Like, who's the demographic right now?
It's actually really interesting to see. We did a survey a few weeks ago with the first 100 customers, and lots of them have actually been doctors, personal trainers, engineers or software engineers and into the tech space. But then we've also got people that, I think our oldest customer is around the end of 60. So, and the youngest would be in their 20s. So it's really a broad spectrum.
Wow. So it's more of like those, the people who understand and appreciate probably tech or, you know, doctors, personal trainers, whereas like the physical meets the like technical in a sense of like IT and personal trainers fitness.
Yeah.
So it's coming together, two industries colliding together into one. That's pretty cool. And to see that kind of happen with the demographics as well, that's pretty interesting, because I'm assuming that, you know, the doctors are looking at this and the IT people are looking at this because it's like an innovation in training and fitness, and they probably don't have time to go travel to the gym, shower at the gym and stuff like that. So yeah, they can literally just do it at the comfort of their own home.
Or they could even have it at the hospital or the praxis because it's so small. Of them do. Yeah.
Because I can't remember if I was communicating with you or someone else around this idea of having it maybe in physio spaces or doctor spaces and having it as a community thing where, you know, a physio can work with their clientele just on this machine rather than going walking around the gym in a sense. You have everything in one.
Yeah, we're getting to that point at the moment. So there's one physio in Perth that has one already. And then there's a few in the US and personal trainers in the US and Australia that have small boutique studios and that now have a Vitruvian form to train their clients on as well.
What do you reckon is the biggest benefit? Say for example, someone like who's listening to this podcast, like who's a physio or in that certain circumstances where this could probably benefit them. Why would they look at, say, utilizing the Vitruvian over, say, the gym or getting hiring a space out in the gym?
I would say one of the biggest benefits is the data tracking. So when I give a plan to a client, I don't really know if they're actually doing it until they tell me they do it, and then they could have just done half of the plan. But with the Vitruvian, you can't cheat because it tracks every step you do. So if a personal trainer or a physio gives it to their clients and they do it in their own time as well, they can then log in and see all the data. They can see how much they lifted. They can see their position. So for example, with a squat, you can actually see the handed position. So they can see if they squatted as low on their fifth rep as they did on their first rep, or if they're like slacking off. So that's really cool. And I think that's one of the biggest benefits for trainers.
Oh, wow. So the accountability is to the next level. It's accountability on steroids, so they can actually see the max effort, how far they've gotten, and they don't have to be in the same location, right? They can look at the app.
Yeah, they can just look at the data and figure it all out from there.
Wow. So
we can track the velocity, so how fast they've lifted and if they went slower and things like that as well.
So this could probably pretty much change like a lot of things with performance as well. Do you think, you reckon performance athletes will be using something like this in the future?
Yeah, we've got a few guys in the US at the Michael Jordan's facility in Silicon Valley and things like that, where athletes or athlete coaches are already using it. And that's definitely one of the things that we want to get into more and enable coaches and athletes to utilize it for their training. We've got Matt DeBoer, who's plays for footy in Australia. He had one, and over in Sydney, they used it for their training as well. So we're slowly getting into that as well.
Wow. And when I was at the release, or the product release, like party in a sense, I saw a little glimpse of a demonstration of gaming, and you're incorporating gaming and games into training now. Like, can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the first step at the moment is adding points. So when you're doing a workout, you're getting a certain amount of points. So the more effort you put in or the heavier you lift, you're getting more points. And then we've got a leaderboard in the app, so you can compete within the community. So it's the first step of gamification. And then we've got one guy here working on a game as well. So John's kids are actually using the machine, and they love collecting points and love being active and exercising because they're too young to go to the gym by themselves. So we kind of want to look at the younger population as well and make exercising fun. So they love chasing their points and competing with their siblings. And then there's a game that we're developing where you kind of moving around, hitting, and similar to like a parkour, and then the weight will come on and adapt as well.
So this is, because this is my first glimpse of gamification within fitness. And I was talking to a gym owner this week actually, and he was like, man, I can't wait for when like you can like, you can train and it benefits your character or something, and you build up your characteristics. And I was like, dude, it's already happening. Like, I've seen it like with you guys. And how long until you reckon gamification will be actually like worldwide or like mainstream in a sense for fitness? How long do you reckon?
I'm not sure where we're at on our roadmap for this, but with the gamification of the leaderboard and things like that, like Peloton has done something similar already. Our app isn't too far away with that, but then the actual games will still take a little bit of time because they obviously have to create the whole environment so it looks like you're in a different world kind of thing. We have used VR actually as well. So we've tried it before where someone has a VR thingy on and they're exercising in a totally different world. So it is possible. It's a matter of if we want to do that, but I think the games on the TV, we're definitely going to do by the end of the year.
So what do you guys want to do with, like, where do you see yourself going? Like, where do you see this product going in the future? Like, do you see it expanding into new realms, or is it kind of like, say, gamification, or is it more of just like targeting everyone and anyone, or are you going down to a specific path?
So at the moment it's more looking like we're going to go for everyone, enable the athletes, enable the younger kids, enable the older population as well. But then we see ourselves going into gyms as well. So there's a few new products on the roadmap that would help bring the Vitruvian algorithm, or the Vitruvian brain as they call it, into like your cable machine or into the bikes, into the rowers and all those things.
Oh, okay. So like, say the brains of the system would be into different parts of equipment in a sense. So say like a rower or a bike, and you can build up the AI and the algorithm to build up resistance. So that's pretty cool in a sense of having that algorithm there, and you can just, I don't know anything about IT, but like copy and paste it through like all these other machines. That would be pretty cool in a sense. So you could have smart equipment like in a gym.
Yeah, just making the whole exercise world a little bit smarter than it is now.
Wow.
We had a customer comment on one of our posts actually saying, now I understand why dumbbells are called dumbbells. So I thought, I like that.
That's sick. So That's awesome. Like, you guys are still obviously manufacturing them now and like producing more and more. Can anyone just buy one, or like, do you have to go in a certain process, or what do you have to do?
Yeah. So anyone can just jump on our website and order one. And at the moment there's about a 6 to 8 week wait time, because we still have a few orders that we have to fulfill in the backlog. There was a break over Chinese New Year where the factory was closed, but then there's a new batch coming out next week, and then we should be up to speed and it should reduce down to 6 weeks wait time.
And there's a cool feature on the product as well where you can change the lighting system. Can you talk to us a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, we like to add like little cool features. So the light works, it pulses. And when you're at the top of a rep, you know that you're at the top of the rep looking at the lights. And then if you're going below your range of motion, it actually flashes red. So you know that you're below what you've measured before. And then you can change it from red to pink to blue and or to green, just so it fits in into your living room or whatever favorite color you have, which is quite cool. It's a little side effect.
So what's the feedback like from your customers? Like, are they giving you feedback now? Like, what are they saying about the product? Are they like saying, oh, I'm getting stronger, I'm getting fitter, or what are they saying?
Yeah, we've got a WhatsApp group with our first 50 customers because we like to treat them as like early adopters and really value their feedback. So they have that one-on-one, and I do a lot of demos. So if someone has any problems or don't understand the app quite well, they can book in a demo with us. But most of them really enjoy the training and a different way, but there is obviously a learning curve to it. It takes about a week to figure out what different modes are available, how it works, then, because you have to go slower, and we're so used to using momentum in the gym that it's kind of like teaching people to really control the weight and really focus on their tempo, which is at the end a more efficient way of training as well.
Love it. I think I've given a couple like a bit of a like bicep curl, and it's pretty intense. Like after the first session, you get pretty sore from it. So what workouts are you currently doing now, V, on the V trainer?
Yeah, I do all the classes that we film. So when we're going into the studio, I do my 10 to 20 minute classes. And then I quite enjoyed having the V-form at my own house and doing my program that I would usually do at the gym for my powerlifting prep. So I really love heavy squats. I love my deadlifts on there. I really love hamstring curls. So you can use the ankle strap, because hamstring curls, I don't know about you, but I always do them eccentrically overloaded anyway. So I really control the weight down, and it works really well on the V-form trainer. So that's one of my favorite exercises, I think.
Yeah, and it's you can get a decent workout pretty quickly on that sort of thing, hey, because it's nonstop. Yeah. And it's like eccentric work, so you're working way harder than you usually are in the gym.
And it's beautiful to do a squat and don't have to load up your plates, or do a deadlift and you don't have to worry about it just comes on.
It's yeah, not being able to put it away and stuff like, oh yeah, I can imagine that would be so not good. Breaking your back. So where do you think like the future of like, do you think this is going to affect, like, do you reckon gyms will incorporate this like style of training, or do you think gyms will ignore it until it's too late, where they're just like, oh, like this V4 trainer or the smart equipment will take over? Where do you think, in terms of like the future, where do you reckon gyms are going to go and play a part in this?
So we have a few gyms or a big gym chain in Asia starting with us in a few months' time. So they're going to get a machine or V-form in all their gyms across Asia. So they're slowly picking up on it. Then we've got a boutique studio in Sydney, and more trainers reaching out to us that want to incorporate it. So I think slowly everyone's getting it, and especially in the US, because there are a few competitors in the US, people are already aware of the technology and the new way of training, that it's much easier to go in gyms over there.
Love it. And if someone was interested to listen to this, like to learning a little bit more about the V trainer, where can they find more information?
Yeah, so our website will be the first stop. And then if they really want to come in and they're in Perth, they can obviously come into our warehouse here and try it and book in a session with us. And then if they're not in Perth, but they want to learn more, they can book in an online demo. So I will talk them through how it works, everything like that. And depending on the other locations, there's a few trainers around the world now that can onboard people and let them try the V-form trainer too.
And that's the cool thing about this is it's WA based in a sense. Like you guys, we designed it here in WA, the owners and the factory. So if you're obviously most of the people listening to this will be in WA in Perth. So if you want to go check them out, it's in the city, like it's near Harbour Town, right?
Yeah, we're just in West Perth.
West Perth. So you guys should definitely go check them out, guys. V, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with me today on chatting about the V-Form trainer. I'm sure we'll get you on again soon at the end of the year. I want to see how the trainer's evolving. But yeah, guys, if you have any questions, check out their website or book in a demo, go into their factory in West Perth and check out the future of training yourself. Thanks, V. I appreciate your time today.